USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search is on for a suspect in a school shooting in North Carolina.
What we do know is that the victim was a student.
Forsyth County Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough saying the search for the suspect is active and ongoing in Winston-Salem. The local superintendent saying many surrounding schools are on lockdown as a result of what happened at Mount Tabor High School. The students are already being bused to another location for pickups. President Biden stressed the need for changing the perception of the Taliban's progress in Afghanistan, whether it's true or not, during a phone call with the former Afghan president less than 4 weeks before Kabul collapsed. That's according to a new report. According to a transcript of the July 23rd call, the president didn't anticipate the Taliban's rapid advance across Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
House Republicans are demanding answers about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We must find out exactly how many Americans President Biden left behind. We must find out how much military equipment President Biden left to the Taliban.
During a House hearing on the defense budget, Alabama Republican Mike Rogers calling the withdrawal of the remaining U.S. troops disastrous. He accused President Biden of overseeing a huge blunder. Mississippi's governor says Hurricane Ida brought significant damage throughout the state.
It's less in terms of severity on any one specific point, much more about the size and the scope of the storm.
Currently, Republican Governor Tate Reeves says around 37,000 households are without power statewide, which he says is down from 136,000 at the peak of the storm. Meantime, the New Orleans Saints announced they will play their season opener in Florida due to power outages throughout New Orleans. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Currently, 2,000 Afghan refugees are being held at Fort McCoy Army Installation in central Wisconsin. Republican Congressman from Wisconsin, Tom Tiffany, is sounding the alarm over insufficient security on the Wisconsin military base that currently is housing those refugees. Tiffany going and touring the base, telling Fox News.
So we've seen a debacle in Afghanistan, and it appears the Biden administration is going to double down on it by bringing people who are unvetted into our country. I was at Fort McCoy in southwestern Wisconsin last Friday, where there were 2,000 evacuees from Afghanistan. And what we found out is none of them were there on a special immigration visa. They were all there on parole. And for our listeners, the special immigration visa is a thorough vetting process that can take up to 2 years to find out if a person should be coming to the United States. The parole authority is granted to the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and he could just wave people in. They have circumvented, the Biden administration has circumvented the SIV process, and they're just bringing people in on parole. Second thing that we saw, Tucker, was that people could leave the base, including without the authority of the general that is overseeing Fort McCoy.
A new report says air pollution takes 2 years off the average person's life. Their findings were based off the creation of Air and Life Quality Index. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.